everybody. This is Danny Johnson, and I wanted to welcome those of you that are in the States. It's Labor Day today, and I'm excited because we get to have an intimate call, which is a very rare thing. Typically, we've got about 1,000 people on the line, and I know that tonight people are traveling home, and some people's calls were canceled. There's a lot of bridge lines that actually patch into this line. But for those of you that are here on the call, I have a feeling I'm going to be able to do my most absolute favorite thing in the whole wide world, which is open up the lines and personally coach you guys one-on-one later on, depending on the lines, to make sure. I mean, we first have to see if there's some clarity on the lines, and if everyone can hear okay, then we will absolutely do that. But before I get going into that, and I do have a little bit of a topic tonight, I want to keep it a short call because I know that some of you are trying to enjoy the last moments of your holiday three-day weekend. And I do want to welcome those of you from all over the world. I know that tomorrow morning there will be many people, thousands from all over the world, patched in on our website listening to this call. And I know that we did hear somebody that was actually live on this call from London, England. So we want to welcome you. That's quite a distance and quite a commitment of a conference call to commit yourself to. But prior to getting started in our industry, I was just a young, uneducated female. I did not know that people were able to start their own businesses. I just have a high school education, barely went to a tiny little school in Northern California, and I wasn't somebody that believed that I could do anything great, that I could ever succeed in anything. Biggest goal was to get married and maybe have some kids. Fortunately, this industry that I got started in actually gave me both of those things. I'm a mother. I have 5 children. I am married, have been married for many, many years now, and found my walk with God as a direct result of being involved in the particular industry that I chose as my chosen profession over 15 years ago. And when I first heard about the whole industry, I was terrified, didn't think that I could ever succeed in anything, and it took me 2 months to finally make up my mind to join and get started in a business for myself. My first 6 months in business for myself failed miserably until I ran into somebody who was doing very well in the very same product, same company, and same state in the United States, and I figured I had to get teachable and learn from him. He gave me 4 guidelines and told me that there were 4 things that I needed to follow in order for him to teach me. I don't have time to go into all 4, but the last one I'm going to focus in on. He told me that if I did not invest in myself and go to this particular training seminar, that he would not work with me. The seminar weekend was going to cost me about $1,500, and I could think of a lot of other ways to spend $1,500 other than spending in a room with a bunch of boring adults listening to some boring speaker. I'm 20 years old at this point, and I'm thinking $1,500, you know, shopping would be a whole lot more fun, or go to Hawaii, or take some kind of vacation somewhere, or even buy a car. At that time, $1,500 could buy you a car. Not a nice one, but could still buy you one. And I just really was not interested in going to some boring seminar. But he told me that he would not work with me, would not help me unless I went. So I found a way, found the money after being $25,000 in debt, not making a dime for the first 6 months in my business. And I went, came out of that 2-day seminar, made $4,000 in the first 8 days. Following month, brought a lot of people from California to Salt Lake City, Utah, made $11,000. That second check, third check, $15,000. Fourth check was over $20,000. Was the number one international producer. I was just 20 years old. And really didn't know what I was doing. The 2 things that I mastered was prospecting and promoting. Those were the 2 things that I mastered right out of the gates. And those 2 things that I mastered obviously paid off tremendously because I had great duplication in my business. I had trained up a lot of leadership in my business, people going out there and sponsoring people, getting customers, building their business, doing advertising, doing presentations. I mean, they were just really building a nice business for themselves, and I was rewarded accordingly. Following that, found a husband, got married, which was the husband, and you know, went off on this dream honeymoon deal, and it turned into an absolute horrifying nightmare, worse than Friday the 13th, and my husband drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt. Here I was, 50 pounds overweight, $2.03 to my name, $35,000 in debt, no money coming in, lost my business as a direct result of marrying this man. I was just destitute in every way. Completely gave up on my whole life, gave up on dreams, convinced myself that the money I had made the year before was just luck, that it wasn't real, that I just was in the right place at the right time, and that just happened to be it. Had nothing to do with the skill, the hard work, dedication, but I just completely convinced myself that it was never going to happen again. Nor did I want to have it happen again. I just wanted to settle into being a cocktail waitress. Finally, after all of my pity, started a business on December 26th. I again, he did this on December 1st of 1990. December 26th, started another business. Couldn't get the bug out of me. From a payphone booth and the trunk of my car, no brochures, no product, no receipts, no website, no cell phone, no physical address, no nothing. Had absolutely nothing. Started a business and was profitable. The very first day made $1,200. First 4 days made over $2,000. Next month I worked about 30 hours because I did get a job as a cocktail waitress in the meantime. Made $6,540. By the end of my very first year, made $250,000. Within 2 years, made my first million in network marketing. Went on in my 20s to make millions and millions of dollars, spending most of it, unfortunately, till the latter part of my 20s, where we realized that was stupid. And pumped out 5 kids at the same time of building a business, actually building 2 companies at the same time. And so this is a woman who is uneducated, who is a mother of 5, who is a wife, who's dedicated to the God that I serve, who has figured out how to become successfully, unusually, with the amount of time commitment that I was willing to commit to it. The first 7 years of my life was unbalanced and stupid. The last 7 years of my career has been balanced and not stupid, meaning that I have done whatever I can to maintain a good relationship with my husband and balancing it all, which I believe is what really needs to happen for everybody. Because if you're going to sacrifice, if you're going to buy that ridiculous lie that says sacrifice everything in the beginning, because in the end you'll be able to spend that time that you lost, you know, with your children, you'll be able to make that time back. You can't ever make up that time back. They are young once and that's it. And I learned very early on, thankfully, that having balanced success was far more important than the race that I had ran the first 7 years. And I, to be honest with you, I made more money in the latter 7 years than I did in the prior 7 years because I was stressed out, overworked, working 18 hours a day, 6 days a week. And I don't suggest that for anybody. I also don't suggest people going into debt completely up to their ears just to make it all happen. I believe in balanced success. I believe in being sensible. And I believe that when you can focus by having everything in balance, that you can succeed unusually. Now, last week, we talked, it was the very end of the month, and many of you tuned in on some tips on how to really increase and advance your last few days of the month and how to totally explode your sales volume just in those last 2 days. And I know many of you had done that based on emails that came forward. Well, this is now the call. This is the first week of the month. I want to give you a schedule for the first week of the month, the things that you need to focus on to have your business be effective and efficient. One of the most common questions that people have and one of the most common mistakes that I see people make in building a sales force, whether you're in direct sales or not, but building a sales force is giving too much or not enough. There's a balance there. And usually, if you are a part of a direct sales model, a network marketing model, this topic really thoroughly applies to you. If you're not, I want you to just use whatever you can out of it and apply it to whatever it is that you're doing. I know that we've got every week hundreds of doctors, lawyers, nurses, school teachers, what have you, all kinds of business professionals, lots of entrepreneurs that are not a part of direct sales that plug into this call every single week. And by the way, I am going to be doing a separate call just for you guys. I am also going to be doing a separate call, just a Christian call, just like the CDs that we did at the lower part of our website, those 3 Christian-based, actually those 4 Christian-based conference calls that we have done where we went through 1,000 scriptures, thousands of scriptures to produce those 4 calls. I'm going to be doing those as well. So if you're interested and if you want to vote for those kinds of things, email us and let us know. If you'd like to have a call that is non-network marketing or non-direct selling specific, you want general entrepreneur or general, you know, how to be able to advance in your jobs, how to be able to, and I, by the way, I've taught hundreds of thousands of people to do this. We've had tens of thousands of people get raises, actually wind up starting from the bottom, go working their way up. A friend of mine actually through, I don't know, he's been to 50 First Step seminars, you know, worked his way up to vice president of a company and part owner now. And he didn't start the company. This was already an established, good-sized corporation in the Silicon Valley that he now is the vice president of and part owner. And started at zero. I mean, started low, low, low at the very bottom and worked his way up through the skills that he learned through people skills. But if you are interested in a call where we just focus on things like that, just general business tips, general life tips, please let me know. We would love to know. We'd love to hear from you. And if there's enough of a response, I will absolutely do that. And also those of you who want a Christian call, like a monthly or a weekly, whatever, however much you think that you want of it, let us know. The day would be a good day. Time would be a good time. And whether or not you'd like that call. But anyway, so this week, we're going to focus on this. What do I do with the people when I get them started? I don't have time to go into that particular call. You can go to our archives and find that call, how to properly start somebody. But as far as your schedule, here it is, the very first week of the month. What should you be focusing on? Well, here's a couple things. Number one, we've got a seminar coming up in next weekend. Actually, yes. Ooh, 5 days from now. We'll begin First Steps to Success in Los Angeles. It's very cheap to fly there. It's very inexpensive to stay in the hotel that we have chosen. It's right next to the airport. All the accommodations, we always think of you guys first to make it affordable and effective for you. And that's what we have, not to mention a seminar that's way too underpriced. That's the number one comment concerning money on our website. We never have anyone say, oh, my gosh, your products are so expensive. No, everybody emails us saying, our customers emails us and say, you don't charge enough for your product. How come your seminar is so cheap? Well, we're listening to you. Quit speaking so loudly about it because things may change. But anyway, currently, First Steps in 2004, this is four, is $197 for two straight slammed intense days. And it's certainly not a First Steps seminar. That's the name that I gave it many, many, many 14 years ago. But it is intensive, absolutely intensive, no matter what level of business that you're in. But this is how I worked my business. Here we come up to the workshop, and my whole focus would be to just get a lot of people to plug into that workshop, because they would come out of there building their own businesses, not whining, not crying, not looking to me, but they would build their business. They'd go out and talk to everyone they knew, but prior to coming, they wouldn't talk to anybody. They'd go out and do some advertising and talk to those people. They'd read their scripts. They'd close their people. They'd step up and, you know, get off the scared train and step up to the let's make it happen train. And that's really what would wind up happening. So that was my focus the first week of the month. And so also I know that a big, huge question that people ask all the time is, you know, how much time do I spend with this person, you know, that I'm training or whatever? Well, let me tell you, this is something that I mastered long ago. It's over training and recruiting. You got to learn how to do that, and here's why. Number one, that if you stop the activity, and we talked about this last week, stop the activity that causes your business to grow, then your business will stop. It's that simple. So let me give you a gauge that you need to focus on. And really, honestly, this is completely a reality for any industry. 80% of your time, minimum 80% of your time. I personally like 90% of the time because I do a lot of crossover. 80% of your time needs to be in drumming up new business, okay? Meaning that you are enrolling new reps and you are adding new customers to your customer base, okay? You build a customer base and you develop leaders who will also build a customer base and bring in new reps that will bring in new reps and bring in new customers. I mean, it's really a simple cycle. Just a lot of people seem to complicate the cycle. Okay, so 80% of your time must be in what I call phase one, okay? Phase one is enrolling new reps and adding customers to the customer base. That is what creates your income. Now, if your business is fairly new, year two, three, 4 years old, you must stay in this phase one. You must continue doing the main activity that grows your business. Now, this is what most people do. 99% of the time, people do phase one only until they get their first new rep, or their first 10 new reps, or their first 100 new reps. And what they do is they stop the very activity that builds the paycheck and builds the paycheck of others around them, and they go into what we call phase two, which is training their new distributors, training their new reps. Okay? So one, phase one is enrolling new reps and building the customer base, okay, which means you are presenting your opportunity, you're presenting your products every single day 80% of the time, okay, 80% of the time, that's what should be your activity. Phase two usually comes into play when you first get your first new reps, whatever makes you feel most comfortable. That's what most people do, is they stop doing phase one, they go into phase two, and they begin to train their new reps, which is scary. Then it goes into phase three, which means they are managing their new trainees. And then phase four is they are managing their managers. Okay? That's what winds up happening. Now, I will tell you, phase two, three, and four makes nobody any money at all. None. Nobody makes a dime from phases two, three, and four. Nothing. And that's where I will tell you 95% of the networkers that actually have a business That's what they're in. They're in phase 2, 3, and 4. In fact, I will tell you, because I consult heads of corporations. I do. I consult executives. I consult CEOs. And I will tell you that in the very beginning of their business, they were in phase 1. They were out there constantly looking for the right kind of talent that they needed to be able to build their business. They were constantly drumming up new business, new customers, putting people in the customer base. Then all of a sudden, they got a nice little base set up, and then they stopped. And they all of a sudden got into this management mode, which I call phase 4, management mode, where they are just managing everybody and not doing anything to add new business, and that's when the business is totally declining. There is not one industry, whether you're a doctor, a dentist, a lawyer, you're a real estate person, you're a mortgage broker, you're an insurance agent, I don't care what it is that you are. If you are not spending at least 80% of your time, at least, minimum, 80% of your time in creating new business, adding new customers, new patients, guess what? New clients? Business is heading in the wrong direction. And guess what? You don't see it initially. You see it in the end. You see it 3 to 6 months from now when you have a dip and you think and you start blaming the economy for the dip. No, it wasn't the economy. It's what you did 6 months before or what you didn't do 6 months before. Then you have years, by the way. What you do this year shows up next year. And what you don't do this year shows up next year. So you have a decision to make. And that decision is to completely stay in phase 1. And some of you need absolute discipline to be able to do this. I have several of my clients that I coach on a weekly basis, and that's the whole reason why I coach them. Because they know how difficult it is for them personally to continue doing what they know to be the most important function. Because they're creative, or because they get comfortable, or because they think they've arrived. And they know that they cannot stop working in what we call phase 1. Because they know it's a detriment to the growth of their business. And so if your business is at, you know, a year, 2, 3 years old, hello, it is not time to go into phase 2, 3, or 4. No way. No way. It's too vulnerable in the beginning. They say most businesses fail within the first 5 years. You know why? Because it's vulnerable the first 5 years. So is a marriage. So is a child. So is a partnership. Everything is. And we expect things to happen, you know, microwave society happen really fast. And so here's the kind of schedule. This is what I want to give you, some tips, and this is what I said earlier. I like to keep in phase 1 90% of the time because I do a lot of crossover, and here's how. Let's just say that you get this brand new person started in your business, okay? What you want to do, and let's say this brand new person's name is Joe, okay? Here we've got Joe, and Joe's excited. Let's say Joe got started last week. You did the very things that I told you to do last Monday. You got on the phone, and you created all kinds of havoc, created all kinds of chaos. You got a bunch of people to make decisions, and they jumped into your business, okay? Well, now you've got Joe. Joe's one of those guys that got started, and now you're sitting there going, okay, whoa, now what do I do? Okay, well, you already know. Go to the site. You're going to find the steps and what you're supposed to do. But, you know, as far as his first 48 hours kind of thing, you do not stop talking to people. You do not stop with the same fervor and intensity that you had the last 2 days of the month. You keep going as though Joe does not even exist. Now, I'm not saying drop kicking. I'm not saying leave him in the cold dust. That's not what I'm saying at all. Please don't misunderstand me. What I am saying is you bring Joe along with you. Joe is going to be one of two types of people that you get started in your business. Number one type person that you get started in your business, you know what? They just bought the kit and they won't do anything with it, which is totally amazing to me that people will spend $500 and not return your phone call. But they will spend $500 and not do what you've told them to do. That is totally and completely amazing to me. But there are people that are like that person, okay? Then there's that second type person who got started to make money, who actually got started because they wanted to succeed, got started because they were determined to get out of debt or take their family a long way to vacation or take control of their life or what have you. Okay, so here's Joe. And Joe, let's say Joe's the second type of guy, the guy that you're really looking for, and he's like, okay, what do I do? Well, between the two people that say, yes, I want to get busy, and they actually show up and they want to go to work, you're going to have one of two things happen with this type of a guy. One is he did make his list of 200 names, and he is ready to go to work, and he is calling people, and he's putting people in front of you. Okay, that's your best case, absolute perfect prospect. Then there's the second guy who's scared, but he's not going to tell you he's scared. He's just going to give you all kinds of excuses of how his friends aren't really into stuff like that, or his friends, you know, don't like products like that, or, you know, everyone he knows, you know, has already done things like this, and they'll never do anything like this again. You know, all 10 people that he's thinking of. Okay, so if that's the case, then you know what? You're just going to have to deal with Joe on a completely different level. But let's just deal with this guy, this first Joe guy that you know, he's awesome. He's the guy you've been looking for. He's the guy that you've been waiting for. He's the perfect prospect. Okay, so let's deal with the perfect prospect, and I'll show you how to deal with the lesser prospect. Okay, so the guy is like, no excuses, he's just ready to go to work, and he's got his list of names, and he wants to make things happen. This is what you do with him. You don't stop making your own phone calls. You continue making your own phone calls. You drag Joe along with you. And or you can use Joe's list to train Joe. When you get Joe started, everything is on the job training. So if I were to bring Joe into the business, I'd say, hey, Joe, here's one of two things that we're going to do. What I'd like to do is help you to become profitable your very first week in business. In order to do that, what I need you to do is I need you to come right alongside me. And what you're going to do is you're going to make some contact with some friends, family members that we can practice on. And I will begin to show you the ropes of our business. Or if you're not from California, I will begin to show you the steps in understanding your new business. Okay? So this is all going to happen on-the-job training. Just like you've learned any job you've ever had, you had some kind of a training manager there to show you step-by-step how to do it. The best way this business is done is initially OJT. So, Joe, what I need you to do is I need you to put some people in front of me, and I will take care of the rest. You're going to take a lot of notes because then you're going to do part of that presentation and part of that process yourself, and I will do part of that process also. We'll do it together as a team. And then eventually you're going to be on your own going, having people go through the process without me. Okay? So when you're ready to be, you know, off on your own, then you'll know. You'll know when you're ready, and I'll know when you're ready. Okay? So, Joe, this is what I have. We have a conference call taking place tonight at 7 p.m. What I need you to do is I need you to go ahead and find me 3, 4, or 5 prospects to put on that call. We will follow up together with those people. All I want you to do is listen. Do not interrupt. Do not make suggestions. Just listen and take a lot of notes and watch the process. Once you see me do it a few times, you are definitely going to see that it's just a simple reading of a phone script and following a process, and you'll see that you can do that yourself. Okay? So that's the perfect scenario. That's Joe. Joe's going to go, all right, done deal. Maybe you might have role-played with him on the phone a little bit, and he's off and running, and he's going to be booking people for the conference calls, and then you and he are going to three-way and follow up. Well, That is creating, by the way, new business. Is it under Joe? Yes. Joe is a new person, and yes, you are helping him build his first paycheck. At the very same time, do not let Joe be the only person that you've, the only iron that you have in the fire, especially if he purchased his package last month. Because in most cases, you will not get the bonus on any packages that you sell through Joe this month. Okay? So you want more than one person that you're working with. At the same time, you're going to be, you know, making your time very efficient and saying, okay, Joe, you get off the phone, you start prospecting, I'm going to get on the phone, I'm going to go ahead and start prospecting. I want you to call me back after you call your first 5 people and let me know what happens. Let me know if you left 5 messages. I want to know if you read the script. This is on page 6, I think it is, or 4, whatever it is, in the DannyJohnson.com script book. Just read that if you would like to. Or whatever. If you're leaving messages for your friends or whatever. Okay, and maybe Joe wants to purchase leads. It doesn't matter. Anyway, the point is that Joe, go. I'm going to go. You go. Let's meet up in an hour and let's talk, or in a half an hour, and let's talk about the results that we got. Okay? Boom. He's off and running. You're off and running. He knows he's going to talk to you in 30 minutes. He's got to bring something to you. He's being held accountable. At the same time, you have not stopped your whole day waiting to see if Joe's going to put you on the phone with some prospects. Instead, you're talking to your own prospects at the same time. Just in case Joe has a no-show, you will have a show. Why? Because you have more experience and you know how to get people to show up. He doesn't. So even if, let's say, he had a no-show and it's conference call time, you've got prospects there, and Joe can watch you do the process with your prospects. So either way, on-the-job training is happening, okay? And it's up to Joe to put people in front of you for him to make his check. Once he watches the process again, he's like, okay, I can do this. All right, this is simple. Do you understand? So you're crossing over because if you're working in 80% of your time in prospecting, 19% of your time needs to be in training. And 1% of your time needs to be in problem solving. Yes, problem solving. Okay? Now let's say that you're working your business 20 hours a week. Because if you're working it part-time, you're working it 20 hours a week. That's a part-time job, 20 hours a week. Okay, out of 20 hours a week, 80% of the time is 16 hours. 16 of the 20 hours needs to be in prospecting. Okay? 16 hours is prospecting. I want to ask you something. If you're working 20 hours a week, are you prospecting for at least 16 hours of that time? It's a good question. Let's say that you're working your business 5 hours a day. 5 hours times 80% is 4 hours. So 4 of the 5 hours need to be in prospecting. Are you prospecting at least 4 hours a day if you're working your business part-time? If you're working at 10 hours a week, okay, 2.5 hours a day, then, you know, cut it down. It's 2 hours a day is in prospecting. Okay? And that also means that 19% of your time, if you're working 20 hours a week, 19% of your time, I know that those of you who are Emeralds have your calculators out just as I do, 3.8 hours a week is in training, and that's it. 3.8 hours a week is in training. Some of you are spending a whole lot more time on training, and what you're doing is you're hurting your business. Here's why. Because your people are watching what you're doing and thinking that's what they're supposed to do. So what they think is okay, you get someone started, then you just dedicate your whole life to this one person, and everything stops. So the next month, they duplicate what you did, which is they train their one and only person. No. Okay, if you're working 20 hours a week, 1% of your time is in problem solving, which is 0.2 minutes. Hello? You have about 2 minutes to problem solve. Let me teach you how to problem solve. You tell your reps, dial 1-800 and your company number. They have a problem order, problem with their check, problem with the report, problem with the product, any problems, they dial 1-800 and the company whatever. If you are, however, taking on drama problems, which we talked about 2 weeks ago, oh my gosh, that duplicates big time throughout your sales force and creates no activity at all. Actually, we talked about that last week. Creates no activity, creates no paycheck. Problems with the upline, problems with the sideline. So-and-so hurt my feelings. So-and-so offended my person. You know, the company changed this. You know what? All of that talk makes nobody any money. Makes no money at all. All it does is create more problems, okay? So yeah, I hope you're catching my drift. 80% of your time needs to be in actively drumming up new business, enrolling new reps, getting new customers. Okay, so, and this is where I told you I do crossover training. So here's Joe. Joe's going to get trained regardless if he has any of his prospects show up or not. He's going to get trained, but he's going to watch me go through the process again with another one of my prospects, okay? So then, if you're doing like a plan where you don't have a bunch of conference calls and your primary way of building the business is through home shows or hotel meetings or one-on-one presentations using flip charts and things like that, then this is what you have with Joe. Same exact thing. You do what we call the three-meeting plan. You know, I do that very first meeting with him on Tuesday night. Tomorrow night would be the first night that I did with him if I got him started Saturday or Friday or something like that. So Tuesday is his first meeting, but guess what? I am still bringing people to his house for that presentation. Why? Because I need to absolutely build my business at the same time that I'm helping him build his. That's why. So I will be inviting prospects to Joe's home to do a presentation. Or let's say that I'm going to have a lunch date. Okay, and I'm going to say, okay, Joe, we will go ahead and do a lunch date, you know, bring a friend with you, and I'll go ahead and we'll go through the first part of the flip chart. I'll show you exactly how to do it, and I'll show you how to interact with different people, and I'll show you exactly how to get the person started. Well, guess what? I'm going to invite someone else other than Joe to that meeting at McDonald's or Starbucks or whatever. If I've met somebody and I've, you know, through my lukewarm contacts, I'm going to set up an interviewing process, and I'll say, okay, well, you know, I would tell Brad, let me tell you what I have going on. I can meet you at 12 o'clock at Starbucks. We can go ahead and go through the process. I'll show you exactly what our company is looking for. You can tell me a little bit more about what it is that you do, who you are, and what you're looking for, and at that point we'll decide whether or not there's a match. Well, Brad shows up and says, Brad, hey, I want you to meet Joe. He's a brand new associate. Just got started 3 days ago. He is actually being trained right now, so I'm going to go ahead and show him how the interviewing process works. So, okay, let's say Joe brings a guest. There's me, my new rep, Joe, and a guest. Joe and his guest, and then my guest, Brad. What does that create? Energy? Yes. What else does it create? It's a two-on-two. There's two of us who believe and two who are checking it out. It's called conformity. It creates urgency. Brad and Steve, okay, Steve is Joe's guest. Brad and Steve are looking at us going, oh, we're the only two that are not in it. These guys are pretty excited. And I say, Joe, tell us why you're excited about getting started with our company. just says, man, I just, you know, I just, it's awesome. I love the products. I've been on them for 3 days, and, man, the training I've had so far has been incredible. He's only 3 days old. It's perfect. Got a living, breathing life testimonial right here. At the same time of me prospecting for him, prospecting for me, and training another individual. I hope you're catching this. I absolutely hope you're catching this. Okay, so let's say that that we do home presentations in Joe's house. I go to Joe's home. I bring guests with me. I bring guests, either my warm market, lukewarm market, coworker, whatever. Someone else that I might be training, whatever. Let me just tell you this. Whatever it is that you're doing, you want to make sure that you've got people along with you watching what you're doing, because that's on-the-job training. That's how you build a business, is on-the-job training. Just like if you started a Starbucks. If you started a Starbucks, hello, how would you do it? Well, you hire people and you let them follow you around. Surely you send them to places to get the first information, to learn the recipes and stuff like that, but then they follow you around. Okay, this is how you mix this. This is how this machine works. This is how that works. This is exactly the same way. Exactly the same way. But the on-the-job training, I'm not talking about technical junk. None of that stuff is not going to make any difference in anybody's paycheck. Nah, ever. But the how-to part, the process part. Okay, so then let's say that, you know, Brad steps up. I got a new guy, Brad steps up. And let's say Steve steps up. Well, guess what we're going to do? We're going to do some three-ways. I say, Joe, you need three-way calling now, man. We've got this new person, Steve. Steve needs to get trained. How that's going to work is that I'm going to call you, and I'm going to call Brad, and you're going to three-way in Steve. All four of us are going to be on the phone together, and we're going to show you the process of getting started, guys. It's just going to be a phone call. What day works for you? Tonight, 9:30, does it work for you guys? Okay, great. We'll talk tonight at 9:30. Are you with me, guys? I mean, this is simple. This is simple stuff. You could do this with several people every single week. As you are OJTing somebody, you are duplicating that person at the same time as prospecting. There's not a better way than to lead by example, and you are showing this new person, Joe, that your processing never stops, that you never, ever stop working in phase one. Okay. Now, that's it. I think that's good. I think some of you had a big big-time revelation, because most of the people have this major concern. Well, what do I do? How long before I... Okay, here, that's the second part of the question. How long before I let Joe on his own? Well, depending on your model, okay? Totally depends on your model. If your model does everything for them, meaning the model works like this. You talk to somebody, you're reading them a script, you get them on a conference call. After the conference call, you read another script and the process is over. You don't need to do that too many times before they're kind of getting the drift. And all you do is set up accountability. That's it. And let's say that my model is just that I have this conference call and I'm plugging people into the conference call, okay, and Joe wants to hear me dial, okay? Well, I don't want to do too many dials with him because he's too dependent on me, okay? So I'm going to get Joe off and running. We say, Joe, okay, you got your leads, right? All right, go call five people. Call me back. I'm going to call five myself. Call me back in half an hour. Let me know how it went, okay? Then if he says, man, I'm having some trouble, the guy hung up, okay, I'm going to three-way in this next prospect. I'm going to have you listen to me do one, and I want you to take notes and see what you observe that's any different between what I do and you do. Okay, great. So I call another live prospect. I'm doing it. He's on the phone. He sees if there's a difference. Tell me what you saw. Okay, now I want you to three-way me in, and you go ahead and do one. Let me listen to you. How long does it take? It's a 10-minute conversation to get somebody booked for an appointment. It's 10 minutes. Big deal. That's nothing. But see what happens. Let me tell you what happens. What happens is that most people want to become the big teacher, trainer, guru, motivator. Hello! I never wanted to become that, ever, and I still am not that. I'm a worker, and I just show people how to do what I do. That's it. I'm a worker. I show people how to do what I do. I've built several businesses, and I just teach people how to do what I do by OJT. Come on, let's go. Let me show you how to do it. Let me give you an example. Okay, let's go. Boom, let me hear you. You hear me. All right, now go. And that's how it needs to be. Do you understand? So it's keeping Joe accountable. Joe's being pushed off to make the calls, and he's off and running. But Danny, what if he fails? What if he doesn't? And what if he does? He will have some failures in the beginning. And that's when you send him back to DannyJohnson.com. That's when you say, you need to listen to this call. After you listen to that call, then call me. When he calls you, say, okay, you ready to apply? Go make a phone call. Call me back. Let me know how it goes. Man, it's just like coaching a basketball team. It's just like coaching a volleyball team, baseball team, whatever. It's OJT. Don't try to step up and change your job description. Your job description, if you're 5 years young in this business, meaning that your business, like you're actually building a business, you could be in your business for 5 years and still haven't got anybody, and that's okay. That means you're just getting started. But if you've got a business that's 5 years young and you're changing what you're doing and you're not in phase one, you have problems coming ahead. You do. Huge problems coming ahead. People watch what they do and they do what you do. They don't listen to what you say. That's what happens. Okay, so I'm going to attempt to open up the lines. What time is it? I'm going to attempt to open up the lines because I know that we've got a call tonight to where the lines are more clear. If it is clear, I'm going to just go ahead and let you guys ask questions, and I'll answer those questions the best that I possibly can about this topic or any other topic that you want to know about. So let me go ahead and open up the lines. If you are not going to ask a question, if you are not going to make a comment, again, if you're not asking a question, if you're not going to make a comment, then what I need you to do is star 6 your line. Go ahead and do that now. Press star 6. And I'm going to wait. Okay. I will go ahead and unmute the lines. And again, that's only if you are not going to ask a question or make a comment. If you are going to ask a question or make a comment, and if you're not going to mute your lines out, then I need to make sure that you're in a quiet place so there's no background noise. If you're on a cell phone, I need you to star 6 your line because it does adds to all the echoing and bad background noise and that is very annoying. So if you are in a quiet place, you don't have to star 6 out your line. If there's kids, you know, dogs barking, freeway noise, toilets flushing, water running, whatever it is, TV in the background, your spouse is watching, whatever it is, please just star 6 out your line. Okay, let's go ahead and go live.
Can you hear me?
Ooh, who is that? Yes.
Paul Gene Dakin, and I have a question. If you call and you answer somebody, and they say right away, they say, who are you, what do you want, as if they're speaking for the other person, you just text them, or what?
Okay, you know what, give me a little bit more background and set me up a little bit better.
I'm in a quiet room.
No, I can hear you just fine. And what was your name, was Gene?
Paul Gene Dakin.
Okay, now...
From Dayton, Ohio, and if I call somebody and I ask for so-and-so, and the person to answer the phone, who isn't so-and-so, wants to know who I am and what do I want and all that. Do I just next them or what?
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about that you were training somebody and you were calling their friends or something like that. That's a great question. That's an awesome question. Okay, so if I call and I ask for Paul and Paul is not there and Paul wants to get inquisitive, and let's say Tom is the person who answered the phone and
right.
He wants to get real inquisitive, basically I would just say, you know what, I'm returning his phone call. If you can just go ahead and give him my name and phone number, that'd be great, or just let me know when's a better time to give him a call back so he and I can stop playing phone tag.
Okay. Thank you.
You think that'll work for you?
I'm sorry?
I said, you think that will work for you?
Yeah, I see. Just tell him if, tell him to give him a name and have him call me back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. You want to stay in control of that conversation. Don't be intimidated by people that want to ask you questions. Just say, you know what, I'm just returning his phone call. You go, you have a piece of paper and a pen, I can give you my name and telephone number. He can call me back or let me know when it's a better time when I can get a hold of him so he and I will not play the phone tag.
Hey, I just have another question. You mentioned earlier that you get calls from all over the world. Do you approach anything different from people from other countries? Because it just seems to me that it seems like Canadians are a little easier to talk to. Maybe it's just me, but is there any adjustments you make to people from other countries?
Well, obviously language is an issue.
I find Canadians a little easier to talk to for some reason.
Well, then, you know what? You should just be going ahead and calling some more Canadians.
I mean,
to be honest with you, it is just you.
Sorry?
It is just you. you, I run into people all the time that say, you know, people in New York are just so much easier to talk to. Or some people say, oh, people in New York are so much harder to talk to. It really is just you, and it's just your own personal preference. I love talking to people from all over the stinking place, so it doesn't matter to me whether they're from Oklahoma or Alabama or California or New York. It really doesn't matter to me personally, but that's my preference. If
okay.
you like talking
well,
to me,
whenever I feel comfortable talking,
you got it.
That's what I should do.
You got it.
Thank you.
All right.
Danny, I've got a question for you.
Who's that?
Okay, you said that 80% of our time needs to be spent at a minimum prospecting and finding new business, correct?
Yes.
What information am I looking to find out from these people, and what information do I need to be giving them on my initial approach? Like, if I'm at a college talking to students, what do I talk to them about, and what am I supposed to find out from them when I'm talking to them?
Okay, this is a great question. What was your name, sir?
My name is Tim.
Tim. Okay, Tim, this is what I need you to do because we don't have time to go into all of that. That's a long process.
So I don't have any point. I'm sorry.
Okay, hold on. Tim, what I want you to do is you need to go to DannyJohnson.com, which is DannyJohnson.com. Go to DannyJohnson.com, and in there, once you fill out the members form, it's a free membership. You will come into the members area, which is filled with 50 hours of free training in the form of a conference call just like this. Look for all the prospecting calls that have been done. That will show you the absolute process and what to talk to these people about. If you want just specific right now kind of thing, I'm also on my website, and I know if I were to open up the lines and ask everyone who owns the script book, they would just jump right out and say, Tim, you got to get the script book. The script book is available to be purchased online. It comes with two CDs that are specifically coaching you on prospecting, how to talk to people, what to talk to them about, what to say, how to say it, as well as closing, meaning how to get them to make a decision, how to get them to get started and make a decision that's best for their life. Your question is loaded. I could spend hours on your question. And, in fact, in Los Angeles coming up this weekend, we are going to be doing all kinds of role-playing about that right there. You know, how do you know what to say to people? After the weekend, oh, there's never a question in your head once you graduate from this training seminar that we're doing this weekend. There's never a question in your head about what do I say to a college student, or what do I say to a doctor, or what do I say to a lawyer. You will learn a formula that works for everybody. And again, the best way to get it is through First Steps to Success, because it will be in you and the questions will fly out of your mouth without you thinking. It will become second nature to you. That's a very common response out of people who graduate from First Steps to Success. If you're not ready to make that kind of commitment to your future, get the script book and listen to it over and over and over again and use the scripts that are in there, because that will teach you specifically what to say, how to say it, who to say it to. And you will customize a presentation around every individual that you present your opportunity to. And it'll happen in 5 minutes, okay? In 5 minutes, you will know exactly what to customize your presentation around your prospect for, which makes you very efficient, very effective, and helps that person to make a decision much quicker. Let me open up the lines. We'll take another question. Hold on.
Will the November seminar be out on CD?
Is the seminar available on CD?
Your November one that you do in this coming November.
No.
Dynasty.
No, thank you for that question. Creating a Dynasty, currently that is not on the drawing board. It is a very visual workshop. It is not an audio thing. I mean, it is something that people experience with their eyes and their ears.
But it's video.
You are just a little turkey, aren't you there?
But you put it on video.
I hear you.
Danny, will your materials be available over the weekend for sale? The script book?
No, you have a good one.
Yes, Jewel can purchase the script book right in L.A. at the workshop, absolutely.
And the North Carolina seminar?
North Carolina seminar will be there available for you to purchase and take home with you.
Danny.
Great. Yes, who is that?
It's Fred from New York.
Hey, Fred from New York. How are you?
Doing great.
Good. What can I do for you?
I've been using your script book to prospect, and one question that I always have is when you're doing a prospecting script, you don't seem like you close them right then and there because you follow up with your closing script. Is there any time when you would close someone on the first shot?
Okay, Fred, this is a great question. It depends on your process, Fred. Does your process include a conference call or a pre-recorded message?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So if, Fred, for example, if I was bringing you through the process, this is how it would work. I would read that first script, and I would take you to a conference call or a pre-recorded message. After that message, I turn the page, and on page three is the closing script, and I read the closing script immediately.
Gotcha.
Anybody else out there with a question?
Yes, as far as the 80%, you said 80% is for prospects, and 19% is training. What if there's a mixture, like you say, you're training somebody at the same time as you're prospecting? How does that mix of time come in?
Well, that, to be honest with you, if you're working 20 hours a week, 3.8 hours a week.
I mean, but if you're training at the same time as you're prospecting, you said 19%, but you're on-the-job training, you're doing both at the same time.
As long as you are prospecting at the same time, meaning your own personal prospecting at the same time, I would consider that prospecting.
Okay.
That's why I said a minimum of 80%. I did more like 90% because I used other mediums for training. I used a conference call just like this one. I used a two-day training seminar. That was our training time right there. Those 2 days, they were a done deal. We did a live Saturday training every Saturday, and that was like a two-hour training, like a little training school, 2 hours every Saturday. And so conference calls like this, are training times. Seminars like the one in LA, that's training times. And so what I believe, and again, my reputation in the industry was duplication, raising up leadership. There's a lot of people that think leaders are found. I believe they're trained up because I did it with my own hands and eyes and mouth. And so it depends on what kind of business you want to build. It can take you years to find good leadership. But you can develop leadership on a monthly basis if you want to, depending on what kind of training you want to plug them into. And so for me, I liked to plug people into other mediums of training so that at the same time, I was refreshing my skills, sharpening my abilities, as well as exposing many people to that very same training instead of just one person. What happens most of the time is that someone will get someone started and they'll focus all their attention and train that one person. For me, I thought of, okay, how can I train 10 at the same time? Do you understand? That's explosive growth instead of one person at a time.
It doesn't include the training that we do that our team leaders do and listening to your
call. Yes,
goals.
It does. That 3.8 hours a week, if you weren't working 20 hours, includes that time. So let me answer that. And who is that that asked that question, by the way?
This is Tom from New York.
Tom from New York. Okay. Tom, here's why. If you're on a training call with your leader, you want to make sure you've got 5-6 new prospects that you just got started or are thinking about getting started on that same training call.
Oh, I see.
You got it? Just make sure you ask yourself, Tom, and everyone else that's listening, whatever it is that you're doing, ask yourself, how many people do I have doing the same thing that I'm doing right now?
That includes, that's part of the training time, is that 20% you're talking about, 90%.
The training time that I'm talking about, you want to make sure that you have many people. You want to have lots of people plugging into that one training that's going on. Like this call right now, how many new people do you have personally on this call? That's a question you want to ask yourself.
I see. That's part of the 19%.
People
coming on this call.
Yep.
Yeah, Danny?
Yes, who's that?
Yeah, Scott from Chicago.
Hi, Scott from Chicago. What can I do for you?
Hey, this may be a bit of a loaded question. I actually kind of know a little bit of the answer to the second part of it, but if you've got a group of people that you've got started and they're all duplicating what you're doing, but you're eventually going to get to a point where basically you've got new people with new people that aren't quite as focused necessarily. You are getting people started.
Uh-huh.
How do you kind of divvy up your time when you start without getting into the management mode, when you start getting levels out?
Scott, that's a great question, and unfortunately, I can tell based on your question that you and I built two different models.
Okay.
And again, it all depends on how you want to build. Hold on a second.
Okay.
There's a bit of an echo, and I want you guys to be able to hear this. Okay, so he says you get, down second and third level, and people, obviously the first and second level, they're new, and then you've got this third and fourth level that are all new, and they're not as focused on working with new people. I understand that completely, which is why there's always got to be a hub that people can plug into. And, Scott, my hub was First Steps to Success. So all we did was promote the heck out of that workshop all month long and plug people into that thing. And what would happen was is I'd wind up with 10, 15 brand new people, whether they were straight down in the organization or they were 15 people across first level to me, what would happen is they'd all come out of there on fire building it. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Because, yeah, if you're the one that has to manage and you're the one that has to train them all up and you're the one that has to keep them motivated, then your business will never grow beyond your personal abilities. That's why I did what I did worked, because it never depended on my abilities. It depended on the system, where the people plugged into that system, and that system has to be good enough where it puts those people to work. But if it, again, Scott, this is what you have to ask yourself, in your model, is everything dependent on you and your ability to touch every single one of those people? If it is, then something's got to change. Something's got to move. Something's got to be tweaked. If it isn't, then do more of what it is that you're already doing. Plug them into a hub, all of them into a hub, getting them on these conference calls, getting them on your company training calls, you know, having them be held accountable for, to each other, okay? And you know, for example, the Brad Steve thing. You know, hey, Steve and Brad, call Joe as soon as you make your first 5 phone calls. What's Joe going to say to them? Good job! Exactly what you said to him. Tell Joe, report back to me, tell me what's going on. And these are 2-3 minute conversations. These are not 5, 10, 15, 20 minute conversations. Do you understand? Because it's okay, what happened? All right, go. Call your next 5, talk to you in half an hour, talk to you in an hour, talk to you tomorrow, whatever. But it doesn't need to be this, you know, unload. It is, everyone is in work mode. Scott, I'm going to unmute the lines. I want to make sure that I answered you effectively. If not, go ahead and clarify it and let me try one more time. Hold on. Scott, does this make sense to you?
Yes, it makes perfect sense, which actually you got me to the second part of what I was going to ask you, is that I've had this happen to me in the past, but that you get that inevitable person that feels that they got to know everything before they move.
Yep.
And that was the second thing I was going to ask you, is when you run into somebody like that, do you just kind of like, hey, listen, here's what you got to do, just go do it? Or do you have a second out, like, you know what, I can't work with you anymore, or you got to do something else, you're taking my time and not doing something profitable? I mean, how do you approach that?
Yeah, you definitely don't want to say that, Scott from Chicago.
Well, I know that, I know. But I mean, you know, I mean, you eventually reach a point where you realize that you're harming your business and everyone else is there watching this going on. You know?
I know, I was just giving you a hard time.
I know.
I'm just razzing you, man. Okay, so, yeah, you definitely comes to a point when you stop that person, Scott, that wants to know everything before they move forward. If your model is not information and it is going to work and making money, that's what you got to ask yourself right now.
Right.
Is my model really forward moving, getting sales every single day, or is it educating people on how to go get those sales?
Okay.
So if you're willing to be there to answer all those questions, they're going to keep asking.
Right.
So you say, you know what, this is what I would say to you, Scott, you know, I appreciate, man, you've got some great questions. Why don't I just three-way you in? Let me just show you how the process works right now.
Yeah.
Now, Scott, I want you to get off the phone with me. I want you to go ahead and make a couple calls. Let me know how it goes. Call me back in 15 minutes and let me know how it went. You're probably going to blow all of them out, and that's okay, man.
that's the beginning of the process. Right.
Well,
exactly. You figured out a way to be able to get around to either making them work or you're on to your next people.
You got it. So again, that's the thing, Scott, is make sure that your process is not just about educating people, but it's about putting them to work on the job training.
Right. I think I understood what you're saying is basically I've been letting the people change the process on me in the process of trying to answer their questions.
You got it, man.
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Scott. Hopefully that'll be real profitable for you.
Thank you.
Danny. This is Lorraine from Georgia.
Okay, there were two people that jumped out. There was a woman from Georgia, and there was one other person. Who was that?
That's Cheryl in Los Angeles.
Carolyn in Los Angeles. Carolyn, you actually jumped out first, Carol. Carol, I'll take you first, and then I'll take the lady from Georgia second, and then we got to close up the call.
Okay, you said Cheryl?
Cheryl, go for it.
Okay, really quickly, I'm doing some creative financing. I'm definitely going to be there in L.A. for you. I just want to make sure I can pay at the door, and what time do I need to be there?
Okay, you need to be there no later than 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
You want to have 2 notepads, and Cheryl, bring a camera.
Oh, I'm just so excited.
Okay, 2 notepads, 2 pens, and bring a camera because it's a full-on Kodak Moment weekend. I will tell you what to do with the pictures that you'll be taking over that weekend. I'll tell you how to profit from using your camera there this weekend. So be there no later than 8 o'clock. If you want a good seat, I would get there earlier to stand in line to get yourself registered, pick up your name tag, and all that kind of stuff.
I will be a testimony. I know it.
Awesome. I can't wait to meet you, lady. Okay, and who is the lady from Georgia?
This is Lorraine.
Lorraine, what can I do for you?
Okay, we have like an ad in the paper, and people are calling my house to wanting to know what we're doing with our business. And at that time, I feel like I need to set up an appointment. How do I do that nicely?
Lorraine, that is exactly what you need to do, is you absolutely need to set up an appointment with these people. And it's better to have a second line in your house dedicated to your business. You don't want your children or your husband or your grandfather answering the phone, hello? It's just not real professional, and it's kind of waste some of your money by the ad that you placed in the paper. And then what you need to do is get the script that's online. That immediately will show you how to take control of the conversation. Let me just give you a tidbit from that script right now. Let's say that you called me and I answered the phone, which would be a good thing. I answer the phone and I say, hello, this is Danny, how can I help you? And you say, hi, this is Lorraine, I'm calling about your ad paper. You say, okay, great. What I need to do is ask you a few simple questions, let you do the same, and then we'll figure out which kind of information to direct you to. Then your next question is, do you have a piece of paper and a pen? And they say, yes. You say, great, okay. So tell me, are you currently employed? What do you do? And then you immediately go into the script. All of what I just showed you is in that script book on page 2.
Okay,
Lorraine, and the CDs that are in that script book will teach you how to take control of the conversation so that they're not drilling you with questions like, okay, well, what is this, and what company is it, and how much is it? And
see, that's what I'm getting into.
That's what you're getting because you need some help.
I do, definitely.
So go online, Lorraine. Go to DaniJohnson.com, DaniJohnson.com. Get yourself registered as a free member.
I've done that.
Okay. Go into the product training CD section. Get that script book.
Okay.
And that will massively change all of what you're going through.
Well, thank you so much.
God bless you, lady. Okay,
thank you.
I'll take one more question, and then we're done.
Danny, my organization is Tom from New York again. My organization
has
a requirement that you get the book and the scripts for the training. And then come on these calls as part of our training, in addition to our company training. So,
that is awesome.
Great idea.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, I appreciate that, and I know that your business is being affected by it. Hold on. I know that there are literally hundreds of leaders from all over the world that are plugging in their, that make it, just like I think it was Tom from New York that just said that he makes it an absolute requirement that every single person in his sales organization must purchase the script book and must be on these Monday calls as well as they are required. There's not an option. You have to be here every Monday night and plug into their company calls. And we've had literally thousands of testimonials come through. The sales organization's growing. I mean, huge. In fact, there are several of you on the phone right now that your checks doubled through the summer because you plugged your sales forces on these Monday calls, and the direction that I gave through the summer impacted your sales. Where during the summer, most people wind up flipping and flopping a little bit. Well, not these particular leaders who plugged their people through the DaniJohnson.com training system, and then boom, everything exploded. So I'm not taking credit for that. I'm proud of you guys for plugging in and making that commitment and being true to what you know is going to help build your business and doing your sales force a huge favor, as well as yourself. Instead of you trying to be all things to everybody and hold every hat that you have to build your business, let me hold the training hat. I'm good at it, based on a track record only, not because I think I'm great at it, but just based on the testimonials that come through. We know that we've got a good system here for you, and we're here to help you and to help build you up and help to come alongside and partner up with you so that you're not the one having to do everything. I want to see all of you guys just staying in phase one. Do your 80%. Let me do the 19. And together we'll build a giant business to where, oh, you will have freedom of time. You will have less headache, less hassle, less whining, murmuring, and complaining from your people. It's awesome. Okay, well, for all of you, including Cheryl, that will be in Los Angeles coming up this weekend, I can't wait to see you guys. I cannot wait. I love it. I am so excited to be in L.A. I was born in that city, and I can't wait to see the stories coming out of here. Can't wait to see the bonds happening, people being set free, breaking through, hindering things that have been stopping their businesses, getting answers that have been driving them crazy, confusion being cleared up. That's what's going to happen this coming weekend. And again, anyone who brings 5 new people to that seminar coming up this weekend is going to get a free one-on-1 coaching appointment with us, which is a $200 value. And whoever brings the most out of everybody in the room, whoever brings the most people, my husband and I are going to wine and dine you for a night of coaching one-on-one with you, enjoying the most outrageously extravagant meal in Beverly Hills. We are going to have an insatiable time, and also just getting one-on-one treatment from us to you, helping to make and improve your business dramatically, plus coaching on the phone. So anyway, God bless you guys. Thanks so much for being on this call. Happy Labor Day. And for those of you from around the world that didn't experience Labor Day today, that's okay. It was a good work day for you. You're probably ahead of the rest of us. God bless you guys and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.